Okay, fellas, why don't we gather around here a second? Look in your little booklet. Look at the first picture. It shows people and it shows God. There's a picture. Look in there. It shows a picture of people and God. Then the next one shows people and God and says sin separates us from God. The next page, sin brings death and judgment. The next page is one I like the best. It shows the cross between you and God. Jesus Christ is the bridge between God and man. Jesus Christ died on that cross for each and every one of us. Amen. And we all have that choice to stay on the opposite side of God or cross that bridge, which is the cross, to God and have that fellowship with God. When you cross that bridge, you ask God to forgive you your sins. And you become a new creature in Christ, like 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When we're away from God, we're separated from God. A self-directed God, we're guilty. Eternal life in hell. But when we come to Jesus Christ, we know God personally, God directed, forgiven, eternal life in heaven. So, if you want to do business with God tonight, we'll say the sinner's prayer together and we're not trying to put words in your mouth. The Bible says the Lord looks upon the heart. So let's all bow in a word of prayer and repeat after me out loud. Like I say, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. The Lord looks upon the heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
And I know there's no way I can make it to heaven on my own.
I know there's no way I can make it to heaven on my own.
I know you died for me.
I know you died for me.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I want you to be my Lord.
I want you to be my Lord.
I want you to be my